Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natures podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Selfish Gene 40th Anniversary Edition, part of the Oxford Landmark Science Series, Richard Dawkins introduces a groundbreaking perspective on evolution. First published in 1976, this book has challenged and fascinated readers with the idea that genes are the primary units of natural selection, driving the evolution of life on Earth. Dawkins' eloquent and accessible prose explains complex scientific concepts in a way that is engaging for both scientists and laypeople alike. The 40th Anniversary Edition includes new material reflecting on the book's enduring legacy and the ongoing relevance of its core ideas. Dawkins' theory reshaped the way biologists view evolution and has implications for fields as diverse as psychology, economics, and computer science, sparking debates and research that continue to this day. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the gene-centered view of evolution. Dawkins's The Selfish Gene introduces the revolutionary concept that evolution is best viewed from the perspective of genes rather than organisms. This gene-centered view posits that genes are selfish entities, perpetuating themselves across generations. Unlike the traditional view that focuses on organisms or species as the primary units of natural selection, Dawkins argues that genes use organisms as vessels to ensure their survival and replication. The concept challenges the notion of organisms acting purely for the preservation of their species, instead suggesting that behaviors can be better understood through the lens of genes striving to replicate. This perspective has massive implications for understanding evolutionary strategies, such as altruism and competition, in a new light, fundamentally altering biodiversity and ecosystem studies. Secondly, altruism and the selfish gene. One of the most stimulating ideas Dawkins discusses is how altruistic behavior can emerge from selfish genes. Altruism, or selfless concern for the well-being of others, seems to contradict the notion of selfish genes at first glance. However, Dawkins explains this through the theory of kin selection and the concept of inclusive fitness. He argues that genes promoting altruistic behavior towards relatives can indirectly ensure the propagation of shared genes, thus still serving the gene's selfish interests. This part of Dawkins' theory illuminates the biological underpinnings of social behaviors among humans and other animals, providing a genetic basis for the evolution of cooperation, social bonds, and societal structures. Thirdly, memes, the new replicators. Dawkins introduces the concept of memes as units of cultural evolution, analogous to genes and biological evolution. Memes are ideas, behaviors, or styles that spread from person to person within a culture. According to Dawkins, just as genes propagate by leaping from body to body via sperms or eggs, memes propagate by leaping from brain to brain. This innovative idea suggests that cultural evolution, like biological evolution, is subject to the principles of variation, competition, and inheritance. The meme concept has since become a cornerstone in understanding the spread of ideas and cultural phenomena, influencing fields as diverse as anthropology, psychology, and the study of digital media and internet culture. Fourthly, the role of gene cooperation, while the selfish gene, emphasizes competition among genes for survival and replication. Dawkins also explores how cooperation among genes can lead to complex organisms. This cooperation arises not from altruism, but from the mutual benefit of genes working together within the genome. Dawkins' discussion of gene cooperation offers insights into the intricacies of molecular biology, development, and evolutionary biology, highlighting that while genes may be selfish, their interdependence creates the vast tapestry of life. This cooperative aspect helps explain the evolution of multicellularity, social behaviors in animals, and the intricate mechanisms of human society, all through the lens of selfish genes working in concert for mutual benefit. Lastly, criticism and impact on evolutionary biology. Since its publication, The Selfish Gene has sparked widespread debate and criticism, challenging existing paradigms in evolutionary biology and beyond. Critics argue that Dawkins' gene-centric view oversimplifies complex biological and ecological interactions, and that it can lead to misleading interpretations of animal and human behavior. Despite these critiques, the book's impact on evolutionary biology and related fields has been profound, inspiring new research theories and discussions that continue to the present. Dawkins' ability to provoke thought and debate underlines the importance of challenging scientific orthodoxy and the value of new perspectives in advancing our understanding of the natural world. In conclusion, The Selfish Gene, 40th Anniversary Edition, by Richard Dawkins, remains a seminal work that has significantly influenced our understanding of evolution, genetics, and behavior. Its accessible language and compelling arguments make it a must-read for anyone interested in the sciences, offering profound insights into the workings of nature. The book is especially valuable for students and professionals in biology, psychology, and sociology, providing a foundational understanding of genetic and mimetic evolution. Furthermore, its exploration of altruism, cooperation, and social behavior has practical implications, offering readers a genetic lens through which to understand human society and our place in the natural world. By challenging conventional views on evolution, Dawkins's work encourages critical thinking and continuous questioning, embodying the spirit of scientific inquiry and the pursuit of knowledge. If you would like to support Richard Dawkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.